Cruise ship passengers say they are impressed by Sydney's history. Passengers often wander around the area before their daily departure, encountering tourist attractions such as the historical interpreters in the city. Wilfred Butler is one of them. He greets passengers interested in catching a glimpse of the community's past. He wears replica clothing from the late 1700s from head to toe.
Be a country gentleman of the time, I actually left my outer vest, my greatcoat, in the car, but I have a red vest here. I don't know, I guess that symbolizes the British, because and I have my tri-corner hat and, shoes that do somewhat look like they came from the era, because you can see the stitching and everything in them that you would see at those times, yes.
Butler tells Coast Radio not everyone at that time dressed so well.
Probably the better people would, if he had some money, and it's not a uniform in the sense that this is not what the soldier would wear, but it would be more of a gentleman who had means, of course.
Butler says there are several landmarks of interest for the visitors, including one of the city's oldest buildings, Joust House, built in 1786. It was originally owned by a loyalist and merchant who came to Sydney from the U.S.
Joust House was actually built from two houses. So Samuel Sparrow, when he came back in the 1780s to start a general store here, he came from the States and from the Carolinas. And he saw a couple of old buildings that were no longer in use, and he had them moved together, and he slapped them together like that. And we think of that as the oldest house, and one of the reasons would be simply because the buildings were here before 1785, actually.
How did the building get its name? Well, after Sparrow, ownership eventually went down to Thomas Joust, who purchased the building in 1836. Butler says cruise ship passengers are fascinated by the story of Joust House, especially because it remains in its near original condition, like other historical landmarks in the city. The building is just a few steps away from another historical property, St. George's Church. That's where passengers were gathered around historical interpreter John Bourgeois. He was wearing a replica sea captain's uniform from that era.
St. George's was the first church. This was the Anglican church. This was a British colony, right? So they had to have a church. Because if you were in the British Army, when you were in the Anglican British Army, you were an Anglican. And being an Anglican, you had to go to church every Sunday. Okay, so that's what that church was. King George gave some money to build this church.
As Bourgeois was speaking with Coast Radio about St. George's Church, a cruise ship passenger was near, appearing to have great interest in the 18th century structure. We asked Deborah Duncan of South Carolina what she thought about the historical section of Sydney and about the efforts on a warm, sunny day with the temperature reaching 24 degrees.
My goodness, how hot they must be. It's nice to see that people are taking the time to not only dress in the period pieces, but to be so nice and answer questions that people have about things as if they were living back in those times.
Duncan says the historical tours helps her to realize how fortunate people are to have today's modern amenities.
Historically, it's just so fascinating to see how people lived and how they persevered with what little they had and they may do.
St. George's Church and Joust House are just a few of the historical properties available for the passengers. The oldest home in Sydney, Cosset House, built in 1787, and about a dozen other buildings built before 1885 are also busy tourist attractions. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.